KJZZ has partnered with the Arizona Republic to bring you the Arizona Storytellers Project on the radio. Storytelling events across the country are bringing people together to share their stories, and the Arizona Storytellers Project is one of the first in Phoenix. We're working with the team to record these live events and share them with you. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our first storyteller.
Michael Weekly grew up poor in Tennessee, raised by his grandmother in a tiny town. As an adult, he moved to Phoenix to become a community leader. A few years ago, his grandmother died and left him an inheritance. Shortly after, his sister took her life. He decided to leave Phoenix with his partner to get away from his grief.
We made this decision on July the 17th, and on August the 15th, we sold our cars, our house, everything that we owned, all of our life's belongings, and everything we could get into two REI backpacks, and we headed across the ocean. We landed in Amsterdam. I don't remember it. But I heard I had a really good time. Then we started exploring. We ended up in the south of Portugal. We ended in the Algarve. If you've never been to Portugal, the Algarve is the most beautiful place on earth. We were picking pecans as a part of our life experience. I met a Peruvian woman who did dance musicals to make you feel better. But it was a good experience, and I got to see things that I had never seen. Then I got to northern Italy on the border of Switzerland. We lived in a tree house, and I worked at a vegan yoga studio. We used to buy meat from the market, and we would sell it to all the other people working there. We were meat dealers because you couldn't buy meat where we were. And they would come to our tree house and like, can we get some sausage? Sure. So that's how me and my partner made money. It may not have been illegal, but, you know, we did what we had to do. And it was beautiful. And we had this experience, and we got to step back. And I feel so blessed and so able, because I got to take this mourning process that combined with celebrating my grandmother and my sister and this life experiences that they had, and they were able to give back to me, and I got to travel the world. I learned how to like give myself up and really be open to the experience. And people came out of nowhere into my life, and young people, old people, amazing people, all these people would come in every aspect of our day and our life, and they would share with me their stories and their experiences and books they've read and foods they've eaten and places they've been. And I got to engage myself in that. And I'm a poor country boy. The expectations of me was to be a janitor or work in a freaking factory. And I chose a different path.
That was Michael Weekly. Michael now works as a gay youth advocate in Portland. Learn more about upcoming nights or get involved by telling your own story at storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator, Megan Finnerty. We'll regularly bring you more of these storytellers on KJZZ.